Well, I've I started last year hearing more about it. You know, when Race to the Top, which is where the whole thing sort of started with Common Core, first became kind of, I won't say the law of the land, but first became the sort of the policy of the Obama administration.
Right.
There were some Republicans and some people who thought it was a good thing, you know, because it talked about accountability and standards. And some of the curriculum stuff in Common Core, as I reviewed it, is not bad. I mean, they do want, I mean, that some of the stated goals are not bad in the sense that when they talk about math and reading and things like that, of course, obviously the devil's in the details. I've been hearing from constituents more and more in the past few months, just concerned about some of the very things you're talking about. Two main things. One is all the stuff you've been talking about with the data mining and the tracking your child from early childhood education through career. And then the other issue too that I've heard from a number of people is the concern of loss of local control, which, if you may remember back during the No Child Left Behind debate a decade ago, that was the thing that was attacked. They attacked Bush for was that No Child Left Behind was going to, even though it dumped billions of dollars into education, it was going to usurp local control, and to some extent, it probably did. You know, it's sort of fascinating to watch. Some folks who are all for the Race to the Top Common Core stuff were, I know, very much against No Child Left Behind, and so you know, it's a con the loss of local control is a big concern for people.
And Common Core really strips that away. I agree with you. I sat through a 2-hour presentation. You look at some of the curriculum, and there are some good points to it, to which I would say go ahead and implement those at the local level. But to rip control away from local government, from the Board of Education, from teachers, even from parents for that matter, I think you would agree that best governing happens at the local level. To just give that up for a fairly insignificant amount of money, I think it's a travesty.
Well, and the problem with the money, as you talk about, is that there's all these strings attached to it, and this is the way it is with federal money in a lot of areas, and something I've learned more and more as a state legislator, is you get federal money, but you have to spend money to get the money, you know. So it's not always a net net, but
And
with
not and not to, and not to cut you off, Delegate, but keep in mind, in Harford County, they just laid off 83 teachers. So they're not
right.
exactly flying the friendly skies of prosperity here.
No, and when you talk about keeping it, you know, when Common Core folks talk about, you hear a lot from, as I've looked and researched, is, you know, the local folks have say in this, they have impact in this, and they help write the curriculum. Well, what they do is they pay usually new teachers to help write the curriculum in the summertime, and they just use the guidelines they're given, and they, so all of a sudden, oh, ta-da, it's a locally written curriculum, but it follows all the same guidelines of Common Core. The one problem you have when you talk about keeping education locally controlled is that you're dealing usually with school boards who are basically not necessarily experts in the field. And so they're very intimidated, I think. A lot of school board folks are very intimidated at the prospect of having to stand up and turn down money. It's not easy to turn down money, and in this case, Common Core gives some of the grant funding, gives you money for technology, and so it can be very difficult for a school board to say, well, we're not going to do it when the state's passed it and said we should do it, and you know,
It
it's a
can
big
be
challenge.
delicate, but we also need to have a serious conversation about education in this state. I mean, funding is not the issue. We have, I believe, what, roughly 40% of all of the monies out of $38 billion, collected through taxation here at the state level, go to education K through 12. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to the kids, and I know a lot of teachers, and I understand that they're writing, checks out of their personal accounts for supplies and to help their kids. I mean, I have a lot of personal friends that are teachers, and I understand that, but I have a hard time swallowing the money argument.
Well, and here's, you know, it's interesting that you point that out, because one of the things that I think is interesting about, you just made the point about teachers buying supplies with their own money. My wife is a teacher, and she has done that before. To me, it's so, my county, Carroll County, is a pretty austere county. They do a pretty good job of spending money pretty wisely. I mean, and we have a very conservative board of commissioners who really makes them account for what they're spending. But even here, and especially in other places, you hear so much of about waste in central offices and administrative hurdles. And a lot of times what happens with these federal and state mandates that come down to the locals is this. They mandate things, and they provide you additional funding, but sometimes it's for things that don't really help teach the kids. They say it's for, you know, there's more funding for teacher training, but the teacher training is a day-long course on, you know, conflict resolution. Well, conflict resolution is important, but that funding that came isn't helping to really teach any kids. You have to always peel back the layers when you talk about where funding is going. And Maryland talks about being ranked number one in education. Basically, we're ranked number one by a trade magazine that rates how much money you spend. We're not